Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of news right now that's coming out with Jonathan Kuminga and what's going on with him and the Warriors.
Dude, I thought you were talking about us. I was like, okay.
No, Kuminga, he's got 2 weeks.
Dude.
Till October 1st, and that's a deadline for him to make a decision on the qualifying offer or not. And it's obvious to me that this thing's coming to a head because...
To all of us.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people are talking about it. The Warriors training camp actually starts before that October 1st deadline. We got Al Horford waiting in the wings. I think we got De'Anthony Melton waiting in
Gary
the wings.
Gary Payton II, Steiny.
We'll see about Gary Payton II. And
Jesus.
The reality of the situation is that the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga have not figured this thing out yet. And
how did we get here, partner?
Well, that's a good question. That's a real good question. I think it's, it's taken 4 years to get here.
See, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm so disappointed in the hierarchy of this Golden State Warrior team because, it's Steph Curry left and right on mine, Steve Kerr, Dre, and... The fact that three savants could not figure out a way to get your future involved in possibly being a big part or the part of the next iteration of the Golden State Warriors. So I'm being selfish, but it's basketball selfish. This team, this older team that has action, needs Jonathan Kuminga for this year. So, Steiny, I'm saying miss me with everything that went down. It's no victory lap. I want Kuminga on the Warriors for this year because I think that could help them get to the promised land. But the bottom line is I scratch my head as to how Kerr, Dre, and Steph and Kuminga, I'm not letting them off the hook, how they couldn't in 4 years find a way not to dumb it down, but find a way to feature Kuminga. And this offseason has just been an eyesore, a herpes, Steiny. Whoa. But just something you don't like.
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, and that's the biggest problem.
Yikes.
Well, you said that the organization failed kind of in allowing them to feature Jonathan Kuminga. And right there it is. I don't think the Warriors want to feature him. I don't think they believe that's the best way to go about winning. And the one thing Steve Kerr has talked about ad nauseum is that Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry are the primary ball handlers and scorers on this team. And for whatever reason, they have not been able to figure out a way to shoehorn Kuminga in there where it looks like it's seamless.
Okay, you can say that, and you're right. And I've looked at his numbers for the last 4 years, Steiny, and I know a lot of people call and they talk about what he's not, but I just think about, what was it? Right after the season, the great Coach Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs. And Stoney, I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. He was so open, Steve Kerr was. I think he thought Jonathan Kuminga was done playing basketball in the Golden State because he shared a lot with the guys and us as we listened to that interview. But the DMPs down the stretch last year are what really, really just it just sticks me. And here we are again on the cusp of another season, another shot at number five for Steph and the gang. But the bottom line is, it looks like the basketball reality is Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a part of your team. So how do you best maximize what he does with what you're trying to do? Because this is my thing before I throw it back to you, and it makes me sad. Who the hell are the Warriors to say night-night to Kuminga? If I were to ask you, Steiny, who's the future? Who is the future right now on the Golden State Warriors? I'll wait. I'm talking about double-A, triple-A caliber, star-type A-lister.
I don't think the Warriors assume that's Kuminga.
Well, they failed him then because I seen it in the playoffs against a talented Minnesota team that had speed, length, quickness. Why can't he perform without Curry and Dre or the system in his way? Why haven't they met halfway or dumbed it down for the benefit of the team? You can't tell me, Stoney, with your lovely shades on right now, glasses, that they don't need them.
They need Jonathan Kuminga. The way they
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Kerr wants him to play a certain kind of way. And
what does that mean, partner?
It means that he can't be just a scorer. And we're going to get into some of the Steve Kerr sound from after the season, and we're going to get into some of this the media sound over the last few months. But, again, you're going to hear, you know, I went and listened to a lot of this Steve Kerr sound before the show,
yeah.
And I get why people are maybe
perplexed,
disappointed that Steve Kerr's been so critical of Kuminga, but the reality is like it's as plain as day what he's trying to tell fans. It doesn't mean the fans have to take him at his word.
But the organization hasn't backed him up because Kuminga would be somewhere else. Like, I feel like Lakeup it's his team, and Steiny, the reason Kuminga's still here is because he wants him here. And then we're talking about Kerr in a contract year. This thing has all the ingredients to get funky.
Well, it's already funky. Mm. And the real question is,
wow.
I mean.
No, you're right.
I mean, do you really want, I mean, I don't know. I'm under the assumption that there's obviously bigger issues at play here. Jonathan Kuminga apparently has got a three-year, $75 million deal on the table. It's got a team option after, I think, year two, but he wants a player option. He does not want the Warriors to control his future. That seems obvious to me. And so he wants a player option. And that's the part when people say, well, you don't know he doesn't want to be here. You don't know he doesn't want to be here. Well, why would he not sign a three-year, $75 million contract if he wanted to be here? There's something more going on
here.
The
way he's been treated, Stani, the last few years. Could you just say, Goo, you might have a point without knowing. Maybe the way that he had to endure those DMPs. Maybe what popped off a year ago. We're so focused on the present, we forget the past and the stuff that this dude's had to endure. The articles that were written, Stani, his camp saying he had to go through the... He can't play freely. But my point is, I'm not saying he's not to blame here, but he's not solo dolo.
What do you mean?
He's not by himself. There's other people to blame. And my bottom line is this upcoming season, it looks like right now he's going to be a Golden State Warrior. And I fought you and Evan because Evan was bringing up and you brought up, you know, how's this going to play out? And I was like, no, this culture can handle it. But now I'm sitting here talking to you like if there are traits of what's the word when you feel like you've been betrayed, Stani? You know, if there's some of that, how is this going to play out? Because he needs to be – hey, Jonathan, you got a chance to be sixth man of the year. You're going to get your minutes.
That's the problem.
But you laughed.
That's right. That's the problem. Now, is somebody going to disagree with me when I say he doesn't want to be a sixth man? He doesn't want to be a sixth man. Not here, anyway.
And you don't want 25 mil?
He doesn't want his playing time to be contingent on a player or two players who, in Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, who the coach likes more than him, and he's got to be beholden to a coach that I don't think he trusts.
Wow.
So I, you know, and the other thing is if
that's heavy.
If Steve Kerr, I can't believe Steve Kerr would be so naive as to think when he did an interview right after the season ended that Kuminga was not going to be around next year, when he's seen how difficult restricted free agency can go. Like I mean, anybody who's watched the NBA for any period of time knows that restricted free agency, I mean, all bets are off. And so if he made a calculation that he was gone, meaning Kuminga, and so he was just going to burn some bridges, I don't think that was very smart. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into it all. There's some new stuff that's come out with Kuminga regarding the contract. It's coming down to whether he gets a player option, perhaps, versus a team option. But we're going to go through it all because this thing's coming to a head, and it has not gone well for the Golden State Warriors or Kuminga. The Valkyrie season, it comes down to tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's win or go home. Game two, Valkyries and the Minnesota Lynx. It's tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. That segment also brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more You.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.